11th stanza. The writer. 1. By the time they reached the little shopping center in the town of Bridgeton, a supermarket, a laundry, and a surprisingly large drugstore, both Roland and Eddie sensed it. Not just the singing, but the gathering power. It lifted them up like some crazy, wonderful elevator. Eddie found himself thinking of Tinkerbell's magic dust and Dumbo's magic feather. This was like drawing near the rose, and yet not like that. There was no sense of holiness or sanctification in this little New England town, but something was going on here, and it was powerful. Driving here from East Stoneham, following the signs to Bridgeton from back road to back road, Eddie had sensed something else as well. The unbelievable crispness of this world. The summer green depths of the pine forests had a validity he had never encountered before, never even suspected. The birds which flew across the sky fair stopped his breath for wonder, even the most common sparrow. The very shadows on the ground seemed to have a velvety thickness, as if you could reach down, pick them up, and carry them away under your arm like pieces of carpet, if you so chose. At some point, Eddie asked Roland if he felt any of this.
Yes, Roland said. I feel it, see it, hear it. Eddie, I touch it.
Eddie nodded. He did too. This world was real beyond reality. It was anti-Todash. That was the best he could do, and they were very much in the heart of the beam. Eddie could feel it carrying them on like a river rushing down a gorge toward a waterfall.
But I'm afraid, Roland said. I feel as though we're approaching the center of everything. The tower itself, mayhap. It's as if, after all these years, the quest itself has become the point for me, and the end is frightening.
Eddie nodded. He could get behind that. Certainly, he was afraid. If it wasn't the tower putting out that stupendous force, then it was some potent and terrible thing akin to the rose, but not quite the same. A twin to the rose? That could be right. Roland looked out at the parking lot and the people who came and went beneath a summer sky filled with fat, slow-floating clouds, seemingly unaware that the whole world was singing with power around them, and that all the clouds flowed along the same ancient pathway in the heavens. They were unaware of their own beauty. The gunslinger said,
I used to think the most terrible thing would be to reach the Dark Tower and find the top room empty. The god of all universes either dead or non-existent in the first place. But now, suppose there is someone there, Eddie. Someone in charge who turns out to be...
He couldn't finish.
Eddie could.
Someone who turns out to be just another bum hug? Is that it? God, not dead, but feeble-minded and malicious?
Roland nodded. This was not, in fact, precisely what he was afraid of, but he thought Eddie had at least come close.
How can that be, Roland, considering what we feel?
Roland shrugged, as if to say anything could be.
In any case, what choice do we have?
None, Roland said bleakly. All things serve the beam.
Whatever the great and singing force was, it seemed to be coming from the road that ran west from the shopping center back into the woods. Kansas Road, according to the sign, and that made Eddie think of Dorothy and Toto and Blaine the Mono. He dropped the transmission of their borrowed Ford into drive and started rolling forward. His heart was beating in his chest with slow, exclamatory force. He wondered if Moses had felt like this when he approached the burning bush which contained God. He wondered if Jacob had felt like this, awakening to find a stranger, both radiant and fair, in his camp, the angel with whom he would wrestle. He thought that they probably had. He felt sure that another part of their journey was about to come to an end. Another answer lay up ahead. God, living on Kansas Road in the town of Bridgeton, Maine? It should have sounded crazy, but didn't.
Just don't strike me dead, Eddie thought, and turned west. I need to get back to my sweetheart. So please, don't strike me dead, whoever or whatever you are.
Man, I'm so scared, he said. Roland reached out and briefly grasped his hand.